This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Police in Bangladesh today arrested three supervisors at the garment factory where a fire killed more than 100 workers over the weekend. They allegedly blocked exits that might have helped more of those people escape. Clothing factories in Bangladesh are a huge supplier to the American market. Walmart says some of its clothes were made at this particular factory, though it was without the company's authorization. And this morning, more companies are being pulled into the tragedy, including Sears, Disney, and a brand owned by rapper Sean Combs. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports on the implications for the U.S. clothing industry.
Every day for the last week, retail industry analyst Bert Flickinger and his team at Strategic Resource Group have been out in stores across the country tallying holiday shoppers. On Monday, after news came out that piles of Walmart brand shorts had been found in the ashes of the factory fire in Bangladesh, they noticed something at the company's stores.
Customer counts in the apparel sections have been very weak.
He thinks at least part of the weak numbers come from losing shoppers troubled by news of the fire and conditions in the factory.
Particularly with women and students who can make up to 80% of purchase decisions on apparel and accessories.
Since the fire, both Walmart and Sears have made it clear they cut ties with the factory months ago, but a subcontractor sent work there anyway without their knowledge. Judy Gearhart with the International Labor Rights Forum says if factory workers had more of a voice, then Sears and Walmart
would have known, because workers can tell you that.
At least 500 people have died in garment factory accidents in Bangladesh since 2006. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.